The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries has announced an unexpected cut in oil production. Kuwait's oil minister says OPEC members agreed at talks in Vienna to reduce production by 900,000 barrels a day. The minister said the new production rates would start on November 1st. Oil prices have been falling for months because traders expected Iraq to start producing oil at its former levels. However, oil prices increased immediately after the OPEC announcement. Prices increased by about $1 a barrel. In other news, Iraq's new oil minister says his country will remain a member of OPEC. The Vienna meeting was the first attended by Iraq since the ouster of Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein.
In business news, the United States Central Bank has cut interest rates. Policymakers of the Federal Reserve lowered the bank's main interest rate by 0.5 percentage point to 6%. The goal is to prevent the economy from slowing down too much. The Federal Reserve policymakers noted a continuing drop in sales and production. Their decision to lower the costs of borrowing money was not expected at this time. Financial markets rose sharply after the announcement. You are listening to the news in VOA Special English. In Indonesia, lawyers for an Islamic militant say he will not appeal his life jail sentence for his part in the bomb attacks on Bali last October. Ali Imran has expressed regret for his part in the bombings. He also gave information against other suspects in the case. One of his lawyers told reporters that a letter from Imran said an appeal would make his expression of regret seem like he was lying. Imran's brother, Amrozi, has begun a new appeal against his death sentence for the Bali bombings. Amrozi lost an earlier appeal to have the court ruling against him dismissed. A one-day strike in Bangladesh has closed schools and businesses in Dhaka and other major cities. Police arrested about 50 protesters, most of them women. The protesters had tried to force their way through a security barrier in an area of Dhaka. The area is where Bangladesh's main opposition leader lives. Sheikh Hasina Wajid is leader of the Awami League. The group called the strike to protest increasing unrest in Bangladesh. It was also aimed against rising electricity prices and reports of oppression of members of minority parties.
In Prague, Czech political leaders have met to settle a crisis at the country's public television station. Striking reporters occupy the newsroom of the state-operated Czech television. They are protesting what they say are threats to the station's independence. Parliamentary Speaker Václav Klaus said the reporters should end their strike. He also appealed to the new station director to reconsider dismissing several workers. The reporters want the new station director to resign. They accuse him of being too closely tied to the conservative parliamentary speaker.
London. The British government says a former doctor may have killed 300 people. Harold Shipman has already been found guilty of killing 15 older patients with deadly amounts of the drug heroin. He was sentenced to life in prison. British officials now say Shipman had 300 more patients die than did other doctors in the same area. The investigation centered on the period between 1974 and 1998. The findings could lead to new trials. Taliban gunmen have attacked a vehicle carrying aid workers in southern Afghanistan. One aid worker was killed. The driver of the vehicle was wounded. Police say the gunman fired on the vehicle as it traveled on a road in Helmand province. The aid workers were members of the Voluntary Association for the Rehabilitation of Afghanistan. The group provides assistance to Afghan farmers. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Iraqis in the town of Fallujah say American troops have killed 4 civilians. People in the area say the troops fired at 2 cars at a security checkpoint. American military officials say the troops fired at a vehicle that was trying to illegally pass through the checkpoint. They say 2 people were killed and 4 others were wounded. No other details were released. Tensions have increased between Iraqi civilians and American troops in Fallujah. In another development, officials in Baghdad say attackers fired missiles and small bombs at a hotel. Top American officials of the occupation forces stay at the hotel. No injuries were reported. The United States military says an Air Force crewman has been charged with spying and attempting to pass military secrets to Syria. Ahmad al-Halabi had been working at the Guantanamo Bay prison camp in Cuba. Reports say Airman Halabi was arrested in July because his personal computer had secret information about the men being held at Guantanamo. He is accused of attempting to send maps, names of prisoners, and messages from them to someone in Syria. His lawyer denies the charges. Syria has denied any links with the Air Force crewman. American officials are investigating possible links between Airman Halabi and James Yee. Captain Yee served as a Muslim clergyman at the prison. He also is accused of spying. Men from 43 countries are held at the prison. They are accused of having links to Al-Qaeda and the former Taliban government of Afghanistan. And in health news, cholera continues to spread in southern Africa. The government of Mozambique says more than 50 people have died from the bacterial disease since August. Health Minister Aida Limbombo says at least 2,300 cases of cholera were reported after recent flooding. New cases have also been reported in South Africa, Swaziland, Malawi, Tanzania, and Zambia. France. Officials have begun to test all cattle over 30 months old for mad cow disease. Agriculture Minister Jean Galvanet says falling demand for beef has created a crisis in the French farm industry. He says this is why he began the testing program
6 months before a European Union time limit of July 1st. EU agriculture ministers last month ordered the testing after France and some other member countries found new cases of the disease. The European Union has also banned the use of meat and bone meal as animal feed. Experts believe this feed has been the main way the disease has spread.